And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have with me Officer David Wilkinson, who is with the Price City Police Department. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Well, I am so glad to get you in here because we've got lots of, you know, I don't know if it's fun stuff to talk about, but it's some good stuff. How about I say that? We got some really good stuff, very important information for citizens in the Price City area.
Thank you.
So let's just jump right in. We are going to talk dog license.
Price City ordinance requires that all dogs in the city limits of Price be registered with Price City. This, the chips are great, but the city requires licensing. And that can be done at the city hall in the utilities office, the same place you pay your utilities and other obligations for the city. The dog licenses are available if an animal is fixed. They're $5 a year. If they have not been fixed, it's $25 a year. The dog licenses are required between January 1st and March 1st each year. And all you need to do is bring your vaccination records and proof that they've been fixed to the city hall. And any of the ladies in the utilities office can help you take care of that.
And then you just want to be sure that they give you a little tag, don't they?
They give you a little metal tag, and that metal tag should be clipped to the collar of the dog. Sometimes those come off. If they do, go down to the city hall. They'll replace your tag number for you. If they aren't worn, if you're afraid your dog will lose it, that's okay, but the purpose for the tag is if the dog gets out, that helps me know where to bring them home to.
Right, right. And has that been a huge issue? I mean, are you finding that people are kind of slacking on getting the dogs registered?
I'm finding that a lot of people tell me they don't know about dog licensing. And you know, a lot of people get the microchips for the dogs that are an embedded chip with information on them so we can track the owners.
But it's two separate things.
It is.
Okay.
And so the microchips are a great tool, and I love to have those available. But inside the city limits, the ordinance requires you go buy the tag from the city as well.
All right. And that's pretty easy, people. Just head on down to the utilities office. The gals down there are really nice, and they can answer any questions that you may have on that. Now, another ordinance we are going to talk about is house numbers. And I say this because we have Sheriff Jeff Wood come in once a week, and he's brought that up many a times. Reminding folks, you got to get house numbers. You got to get house numbers. And I think it's more like you said before we got on air, it's a safety issue.
It is. When you call for help or your family calls for help and the police or fire or EMS need to respond, if we can't see a house number, it makes it more difficult and more time consuming to respond to your
emergency
needs. And so we don't want to always sound like we're just trying to order everybody to do stuff, but if the numbers aren't in a visible, conspicuous place and they aren't bigger than 3 inches, they're really hard to see from the roadway. Reflective is nice, not required, but if I can shine a light at your house in the night and have my spotlight reflect off your house number, it sure makes it easy to find you.
Right. And see, and I didn't even know that they had to be at least a certain height, you know,
the city ordinance requires at least 3 inches in height on the numbers. And that's just a good large view, so they're easily seen from the roadway. The frontage of your property can be as deep as at least 25 feet deep, and in some cases can be as deep as 50 feet.
Right.
And so that's a long distance, especially when you're driving a car and at night. And
makes it a little bit hard.
Stressing because grandma might be having a heart attack. It just makes it real easy for us if we can see the numbers as we approach the house.
Right. And I totally admitted to him that mine's hiding behind a tree branch. So I am going to get that taken care of.
Well, thank you.
So now he's going to drive by and make sure that I do get that taken care of. All right. Another big thing, property owners. I don't think quite understand how much is their responsibility as far as cleaning yards around their yard. Like, where does it all start?
It starts with the property owner being aware, and I think that's the most important thing. One of the really important things is to understand Price City is interested in cleaning up Price, making it a safe and clean, enjoyable place for people to raise their families. We want the community to see and be proud of what we have. We have a lovely community, and in the last few years, things have become a little unattended, whether it be because we're all working so hard or we just don't know what the obligation is. And so the city would like everybody to know that the property owner's responsibility begins at the roadway and ends at the back of their property, unless you have an alley behind your property and then it ends halfway through the alley.
Right.
We were talking before we went on air about lots and things. And so a property owner with a corner lot has a lot of property to care for, keeping the weeds and debris out of the gutter so that rainwater and in some of those places where irrigation water run down the gutter, so those can pass freely and not obstruct that water flow, causing greater problems. Also, it just increases the curb appeal of your home when you go to sell it or when somebody's looking to buy in your neighborhood. The nicer the neighborhood looks, the better
people. And I don't think people understand that. Yeah. As far as someone maybe who is renting, how does that all work? It still goes back? I mean, that's kind of a gray area there.
So Price City can hold responsible the property owner, the property management, or the occupants. My path since I've been doing this ordinance enforcement for the last year is I put a notice on the house, hopefully getting the occupant to be aware and pay attention to the
what's going on there in their yard.
Yeah, what's going on with their yard. If I don't see results from that, then I reach out to, if it's managed by a realty company, or I reach out to the property manager or the owner of record, and I use the tax record to find those owners. When I reach out to them, I indicate what I've done. You know, I've put up a notice, and we just need to get it cleaned up. Price City doesn't want this to be a revenue base.
And that's not it. People need to understand that's not what the city's trying to do at all. They just want just to clean up.
Right. We want people to be impressed when they see us. The city, and a big complaint of most people I speak to is, well, the city needs to clean up theirs. And we're working now together with my position and the city streets and the parks and the mayor's office and the chief of police. We're all working together to communicate well and find
those responsibilities. And you've seen a difference. I've seen a difference, even just on like the main corridor there with the businesses. And that's where it starts. You see the businesses getting involved. You know, homeowners start to get involved. And it's just kind of like a snowball effect, I think.
And it is. And so what you'll see in your neighborhoods as I come around, or as other officers may come around and post notices for yard cleanup or those kinds of things. Bright fluorescent colored card. It's about a 5x7 card. And they'll give some notice to what the problem they see is. And then you can refer to the city ordinances at sterlingcodifiers.com. And if you'll click on the Get Codes tab in the top right of the page, and then choose the state of Utah and Price City, hit the submit button. It will give you the opportunity to go through and look at all 18 titles of city ordinance for Price City. You can review other city ordinances to see how we compare and how we differ from other locations in Utah and around the nation. We also have Title 18 of the Price City Ordinance, which is our land use and property management code, which can be found at priceutah.net under the Planning and Zoning tab, and it's titled Land Code 2018.
Okay. Well, speaking of property, let's talk about this yard sale sign issue.
You make that sound like it's such a fun thing to talk about.
Well, you know, I pass by like the main places people put up signs, and I'm all like, I love yard selling, but I also don't like to see the sign still there from last July. You know, it's kind of like an eyesore to me. And I'm sure it's not just me, but you know.
Well, and I recognize that people want to get their information out, and even in our digital age, some people don't use the internet. Some people don't see those things. And so people want their information out. they want people to come and take advantage of the yard sale. And I recognize that that's important. Price City has an ordinance that says it is unlawful for anyone to post any kind of notices on any property that they don't own and on any trees, poles, fences without the property owner's permission. At this point, the city ordinance restricts that. And so any of the power utility poles, utility boxes, all of those things, those are
pretty much off limits.
Off limits. Yeah, you can't hang them. If you have yard sale signs out now, be aware that part of my job is to drive through and take those signs down. And as it's a violation of ordinance, I'm not looking for any of the owners. I don't call any of the numbers, but I do take those signs down and I dispose of them appropriately.
Well, it's an ordinance, folks. And that's within Price City. I want to remind folks, Price City now, whether the county has stuff, that's a different issue.
County ordinances would be separate and I'm not familiar enough with them. But inside Price City proper, where the city police and the city council has jurisdiction.
This is where all this pertains to.
This all pertains to us here in Price City.
All right. Well, we covered a lot. A lot of good stuff. A lot of good information. Officer Wilkinson, is there anything else you want to add?
I know that the mayor and the city council are pleased to represent the citizens of Price City. And the chief of police loves serving the people. We are dedicated to service and not punishment. So we just hope everybody will take the time to take a look around, see what's their responsibility. And maybe if they have a neighbor who's ailing or can't quite get things done, maybe they can lend a hand.
Right, right. We're all in this together, folks. This is our little community, and we all need to help one another out and take some pride in it. I appreciate you coming by, Officer Wilkinson, and talking with us today. It was great to get you in the studio.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.